Busy Monday news day as we continue on Focus on WJR following the President Trump press conference. Let's shift our focus now, though, back to the big event tonight in the sports world, and that is the NCAA championship game in Indianapolis featuring the University of Michigan against UConn. In 2027, the NCAA Final Four will be held once again in Detroit at Ford Field. Dave Beachnow is the CEO of the Detroit Local Organizing Committee. He's in Indianapolis for tonight's championship game, experiencing the Final Four, and he's leading the charge as Detroit goes on the clock for 2027. Dave Beachnow, welcome to WJR. And, wow, it really goes forward now, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. And thanks, Dave, first of all, for having me. It's been a great weekend. You know, we've got a large contingent down here in Indianapolis this weekend. I guess it's Monday now, but over the course of the weekend to really take in everything that is Final Four. You know, obviously the event exists because of the games themselves, but there are so many ancillary events around Final Four weekend now, which is much different than it was back in 2009. So it will have been 18 years since we last hosted. So it's a great opportunity for many of us, you know, some of whom this is their first Final Four. So just to get eyes on different areas of responsibilities and what, you know, our folks can expect next year.
Well, and let's talk briefly about 2009, because that was the first time that the Final Four was hosted in a football stadium. It was Ford Field, 72,000 fans, a record at that time for the Final Four and NCAA championship game. And MSU was in that championship game, unfortunately losing to North Carolina. But yes, 18 years later, the city of Detroit is much different than it was in 2009. And the Final Four, as you describe, Dade Beach now, is also much different than it was in 2009.
Absolutely. And in 2009, certainly they moved the court to the 50-yard line. It had been traditionally in football stadiums, but they put the court in the end zone. 2009 is the first year in the round, so to speak. And when you just look at the March Madness Music Festival, which they had a semblance of that back in 2009, now, you know, it's drawing A-list talent. They had Post Malone last night performing with over 20,000 people attending that concert. You know, Zac Brown Band played on Saturday. And so it's more of an entertainment opportunity for our local residents and visitors alike. And the beauty of it is not everyone's going to have a ticket to the games, of course, but they'll have an opportunity to attend the music festival free and open to the public. There's a major fan fest that will take place at the convention center that is largely free and open to the public. And it's the interactive opportunities, the sponsor activations, and all of those things that you could expect. And so, you know, I'm extremely excited about the opportunity to bring the Final Four back to Detroit and what it's going to mean for our community and the opportunities for our community to be engaged with it.
Yes, that's really an important part because, as you mentioned, well, A, the tickets are expensive. They're not going to be available to, you know, everyone. People come from across the country, you know, for the Final Four. But we've got such great experience now in hosting major events. I mean, the NFL draft was an incredible success in 2024 in the city of Detroit. And that has led us to this huge event, again, putting the city of Detroit and this entire region in the spotlight once again across the country and worldwide, frankly.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, you point back to the NFL draft and how, you know, the community really came together, you know, all the stakeholders. There's so much more collaboration now than there was maybe, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, there were some learnings, obviously, from the NFL draft and certainly, you know, the opportunity to partner with various stakeholders in the community. And while the Final Four is a big event, it's much different than the NFL draft because of all of the ancillary events that will take place throughout the city, where the draft was really concentrated in one specific area. And so when you think about games at Ford Field, music festival location still to be determined, but Fan Fest will be at the convention center. And then the community aspect of it, yesterday on Sunday, and each year they do this, they have a Final Four dribble for local youth, and kids can pre-register, they get a Final Four t-shirt and a basketball, and they'll start from one origination point and finish at the Fan Fest. And 3,000 kids dribbling down, you know, the streets of Indianapolis yesterday, and it'll be much the same next year in Detroit. Again, a free event and an opportunity for, you know, our local community to really participate. And then one final community aspect of it is a Read to the Final Four program, which is a third grade reading competition, which will launch here this fall, where students will calculate and their minutes read, and then the top four schools will be invited to Final Four weekend. And today they're having a celebration in the Fan Fest for those schools here in Indianapolis. So many different aspects of the Final Four, and great ways for the entire community to engage.
Well, and great that you and your team are getting this firsthand look, you know, at the Final Four in Indianapolis, which undoubtedly will help you as you continue to prepare for the Final Four returning to Detroit 2027. If you want to put it on your calendar, April 3rd, April 5th, 2027 at Ford Field. There is an application window open for upper level seats right now, but so many opportunities to be engaged, much of it free, as Dave Beachnow has mentioned, when Detroit, the eyes of the college basketball world, the sports world, shine on Detroit one more time for the 2027 NCAA Final Four. Enjoy the game tonight, Michigan against UConn, Dave, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. Dave Beachnow, the CEO, the local organizing committee for the 2027 NCAA Men's Final Four in Detroit at Ford Field. Back with more on Focus after this.